Oh, hey, friends. Welcome back to Say What She the podcast. Today we are gonna kick it old school, so to speak. We're going to do a episode like I used to do before, full of what's going on in the world, post secrets, some ask she, some questions I found on the interwebs. Let's dive in. First of all, I've got a bit of an announcement to make. I am not going to be recapping Basketball Wives or Seeking Sister Wives. And that is just because there's so much, and then little old me. And honestly, Basketball Wives is just so, it's such a mess, a good mess, of course, but there's just so much going on. And I just don't know if I want to dedicate so much time to that. So I'm going to give like an overview of things that stick out to me on Basketball Wives, things I would like to discuss like in the Facebook group or on Twitter or wherever. Same with Seeking Sister Wife. It is so good and I'm here for it. And I've got stuff to say about every couple, but I just don't want to tie myself down to recapping those weekly. I am going to continue to recap Real Housewives of Atlanta just because I love it so much and I am here for it. And that is one that I can watch several times a day. Okay, let's start with some post secrets. First one I found, and you can find these at postsecrets.com. I believe they also have a Facebook or Instagram page. I believe they are also on Facebook. First post secret. The first post secret is my daughter is bulimic. She says she's getting help. She won't talk to me. I'm so afraid. Okay, I get it. Of course, you are so afraid, and she probably doesn't want to talk to you. So, what I would recommend that this mother does is get her some help, recommend some therapy for her, or just be there for her. Just be. If she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't want to deal with it with you, then just be there for her, be her support system, and do whatever she allows you to do. If she says she's getting help, then you have to trust that. Ultimately, the kid is going to do what she wants to do, and if she chooses not to include you in this journey or these issues, then that's just what it is. You'll just have to love her where she's at. It can be really scary, so hopefully this mom and daughter find the help that they need, because the mom's probably going to need some help as well just to cope. And there's probably nothing worse than a mom seeing their daughter hurting or in some type of crisis, and there's nothing that they can do about it. So good luck. Second one is I can't make friends because I'm depressed, and I'm depressed because I can't make friends. That's really sad, and that really breaks my heart. As somebody who has a lot of friends, I can't imagine it. I hope that this person would find some therapy or get some therapy, get some help, because depression can be helped. You don't have to live in that state. Find somebody to talk to. And then once you feel better, maybe you'll feel better about reaching out and making friends. Start on the internet. The internet is a beautiful place to find people like you or what you're into and build bonds that way. You don't have to force a true friendship. It's just conversation, just talking, chatting, doing whatever it is that you need to do to bond with somebody else. Good question or good issue. Well, I don't want to say good issue, but that was a good one. The next one, 23andMe revealed that my biological father is my dad's best friend. I can never tell him. I just couldn't break his heart like that. This is the saddest thing ever. It's sad for everybody. It's sad for that best friend, although the best friend obviously was doing something extremely inappropriate. It's sad for the dad. It's sad for the child. It's sad all the way around. And the reason why I say it is sad for the best friend is because this best friend did something that they shouldn't have done and created a whole person out of it. And they obviously they never said anything or had the chance to bond with this child, you know, in a father-child, you know, situation or relationship. It sucks. And the poor kid, this person who took the 23andMe, has to live with this secret. I feel this person when they say they can't tell their father. I watched that documentary, I think it was called Our Father or something, but it was about that doctor who impregnated all of these women with his own sperm. And one of the very first stories, I think with the main character, she said, I had to tell my parents that this happened and that I wasn't their, you know, her dad's biological father or child. And my heart just sank because he looked like he's on the edge of death anyway. I mean, he was pretty old, probably 70, 80. Like, I would never have told him that. Just let him live his life thinking that you were his child. I mean, I know that that's a huge weight to bear, but I don't think that I would tell them. I guess I don't know because I'm not in the situation. I talked to my husband about it, and he said that he would tell. He would need to tell them. And I don't think that I could. I feel like in this situation at that age, ignorance is bliss, although I do see both sides of it. So I do feel this person who says, I can never tell him. And I respect that because I think that's how I would feel too. Like, I'm really close to my dad. And if today I found out that he wasn't my bio dad, I wouldn't tell him because I think that that would break his heart. I know that it would break his heart. On the same thought that I just had, what if dad knows and just they decided to not say anything? Whew. Makes you think of things from a different perspective. Excuse my dog if you hear her barking. Sounds like she's going crazy outside. So that's a good one. I'm going to have to post that one in the Facebook group. Well, you know, I love a little poll. We'll see what people think. The next one is, I like to snoop through other people's medicine cabinets. I get it. It's intriguing. You find out a lot about a person by what kind of medicine they have or that they are prescribed, especially if you're like me. You're in the medical field, so you kind of know what some of these medications do. But don't do it. I mean, it's kind of funny that that's what you like to do, but don't do it. That's so disrespectful. It's so violating. And you might find out something that you don't want to know. And by all means, please don't be stealing these people's medications because you don't know how it's going to interact with you and anything that you are already on or up to. So don't do it. It's funny, but don't do it. Don't snoop through other people's medication at all, ever. Okay, moving on to Ask She. These are some questions that I got. Remember, if you have any questions, please DM me, text me, call me, whatever. I love to talk. That's what we do here. We're all friends, right? So the first one is, what shows do you watch? Well, obviously, I'm watching Basketball Wives, Seeking Sister Wife. I'm rewatching all of the Sister Wives, and that's because I'm listening to that We All Love to Hate TV podcast, and they are recapping them from season one. I think we are now in like season 16. It's so good, and it's like watching them again for the first time. I'm so into it. I still love and am so obsessed with Schitt's Creek. I watch it just about every single day. I've even attended a trivia night for Schitt's Creek. Sorry, not sorry. A little bit ashamed, not really ashamed, but it's a thing. I love Schitt's Creek. Also, Inventing Anna, that's on Netflix. So good. It's about the fake German heiress. She really got over on people and she was this close to funding her $40 million project. It's a season, gosh, maybe 7 to 10 episodes. I think it's 9 episodes. And I've watched the whole series a good 10 times. I regularly send gifts of things that Anna says. You gotta watch it if you haven't because it is so good. Okay, the next question, next and last question I have this go round is ways to save money if your family lives on a budget. Since inflation is so crazy, should parents ask for a raise at work, food pantries, other community resources? That is a very good question. Some saving money tips. Let's see. You know those flyers that come in the mail, I believe once or twice a week, start saving those. They are loaded with coupons. And at a lot of different places, you can double up on coupons. You'd be surprised at how fast that total goes down when you start applying those coupons. And I don't know if it's coupons, tomato, tomato. But like if you have, I don't know, a Hy-Vee in your area, a Baker's or Kroger's, a lot of times they have sales too, so you can kind of piggyback off of those. That's a good way to save money. Or, you know, if you are a meal planner, start basing your meals off of what is going on sale that week. That's something that I've been doing and it's been working pretty good. So I'm somebody that does go to the grocery store several times a week. I do that no matter what. I've tried the whole go to the grocery store, buy all the everything, and then you don't go to the grocery store for 2 weeks. That never works for our family. We always want something that we don't already have, or I forgot a main ingredient. So I find myself at the store anyway. So what I can do, what I have been doing, is just basing my meals kind of day by day off of the sales ads. So try that. Also, if you have some of those lower cost grocery stores like an Aldi or something along those lines, go there. Do that. Also, at this point of time, you can get some nice fresh veggies at farmers markets. I know where I live, we only have them in the summer months, only a few months out of the year, but they're good stuff. You can also get like nice family kits. We have a very cool or pretty popular Greek food, a couple of restaurants that go to the farmers markets, and you can get family meals like gyros, different things like that for like 20 bucks and it'll last forever. They always give you way too much meat. Just get a tomato, some onions, cut it all up. You've got a meal for at least a couple of days. Try those options. Definitely never hurts to ask for a raise, but unfortunately, the things that we're seeing is these companies are laying people off left and right just to kind of cover costs. Definitely ask for a raise. It doesn't hurt to ask. Or maybe there is even like a work from home option if gas is killing you like it's killing us. But yeah, it never hurts to ask, especially if you're doing a good job, you know, at your job. Just ask. Why not? Food pantries. Definitely see what's in your area. Lots of churches have those. Start swapping things with your neighbors. You know, we have a neighborhood Facebook group and a lot of people say, hey, I have this. It's not expired. We're not going to eat it. Who wants it? Almost like a, here, I have this. I don't need it. You take it. Just being good neighbors. Also, gardening. I just started gardening this year, something I've been wanting to do forever. So now I'm growing my own vegetables and I'm so excited about it. I've got cucumbers, tomatoes, basil, some parsley just came up. Green peppers, red peppers. I've got a couple of heads of lettuce. What else is in there? I think that's about it. I've got one really good tomato tree going, and then I've got two smaller tomato trees going. So I'm going to be able to share a lot of vegetables. If you're in my area, holla at me. I got you. Okay, moving on to the next section. Questions I found on the internet. All right. How do I forgive myself for something I did in the past? You just gotta do it. The thing is the past is the past. If you keep looking behind you, you'll never move forward. Everybody has done something stupid or done something that they regret. The best thing you can do is make amends if that needs to happen. If not, you gotta forgive yourself. Time heals all wounds. Just keep moving forward and don't make the same mistakes that you made in the past. Just keep moving forward and learn to forgive yourself every day. If you are a religious person, you know that God forgives you and forgave you the moment that you repented or prayed about it. So just if God forgives you, you have to forgive yourself. It is washed away. Keep moving forward. Do good things and good things will come to you. Put good juju in the atmosphere and good comes back to you. Maybe if it's something really bad and you just feel like you can't move forward, keep doing something for somebody else every day. That makes you feel good. That brings good stuff to you. That was a good one. I like that question. Next one. What do you do when your child-in-law is only into hanging with their own family, excluding yours? Well, that's sad. What do you do? I would say you talk to your child and just tell your child how you feel, because it's one of two things. One, the in-law doesn't really like you, doesn't really like dealing with you, and your your child knows that and agrees, or your child knows that and just wants to make sure that their spouse is happy or good. If it is not that they feel the same way about you, then I'm sure that your child can incorporate more things to more togetherness or bringing you into the family mix a little better. I just feel like if the family wanted to include you or you be involved, that would happen. So you kind of need more information, like, is there bad blood, bad things that happen? What is the why here? Because if my kid came to me and said, hey, my partner says they don't want to hang around you because, then I'd be trying to fix something or see if there was something fixable. But I wonder if there's something else there that is keeping the in-laws away from it. And maybe, like I said, maybe your child feels the same way. So it's up to you to figure out the why. And then if there is no why or there is no reason, maybe throw a big pool party, throw a big party, throw a something, and include, you know, your children, and also include their family. Like, try to bring everybody together. That would be my recommendation. Next one, what do you do when your friend cuts you off because of your boyfriend? So what happened? Why is that? One of two things here. Either your boyfriend sucks and your friend is tired of seeing it or doesn't want to have anything to do with it, or your friend likes your boyfriend or likes you a little too much. There's got to be a reason and you got to figure out what that is. My vibe is that boyfriend sucks and friend doesn't want to be around them anymore. Or maybe you have kind of ditched your friend for your boyfriend. That could be a thing too. So if you have changed your relationship with your friend, then friend is going to be like, well, just have at your boyfriend. Then I don't need this. And that's not a bad thing. You have to protect your peace. So are you being a good friend, or does your boyfriend suck? Or are there more feelings there from your friend who cut you off? Good questions. Those are the things you need to figure out. If it's just because friend is jealous of boyfriend, then that's a relationship that's never going to work anyway, because what if you get married or you break up with that person, the next person comes along and friend gets upset again? We don't have time for possessive friends. Possessive friends is not a sign of love. It's a sign of control and need, and you don't need that kind of drama in your life. Last question. What is a good number of friends to have? I don't know that there is a magic number. I think it depends on the person and the person's personality. Me, if you can't tell, I love to talk. I'm a talker. I'm a people person. I thrive off of relationships. So I have a lot of friends. I've got a lot of different kinds of friends. I've got friends who are into different things. So I find that fulfillment from different friend groups and just different things. So I think that as long as you have one good friend, then you have all the friends that you need. But I'd say maybe a good number of friends to have is maybe three or four. That way, when your one friend is off with her boyfriend, then you got friend number two. Or, you know, you want to go do something that friend number one doesn't like, you got friend number four who can go with you. So what is a good number of friends to have? I really just think it is up to the person and their personality. Some people thrive with one friend. Some people thrive with 800 friends. There's really no right or wrong answer, but everybody should have somebody. I think that we are definitely like social humans. So find some type of connection with somebody, even if it is online. I am a huge advocate of that. Just be careful. Don't let what happened to Mary happen to you. That's a Sister Wives reference. If you know, you know. So yeah, just have friends. That is all for today. Thank you for joining me for this kind of throwback episode. This is what I love. I am going to be recapping Real Housewives of Atlanta. That comes on Sunday night, so I'll probably have that out Sunday night or Monday. But this is what I love. So coming up, I have a few friends lined up for the podcast. So when I come back next week with some Say What She, it's going to be this type of show, kind of that throwback to what I used to do, some Ask She, some questions I found on the interwebs, you know, some post secrets. I'm going to have somebody with me to bounce stuff off of. So it's going to be so great. Next week, we will have Carrie from, she was on Sip and Shine. She has guested on my pod before. We did some mystery type shows or episodes. I was on her pod, but now she has a pod called Misdeeds and Intrigue. So check her out there. She is with Larissa. They pod that together. So she's going to be my guest host next week. We're going to have so much fun. I've already got some questions for her. We're going to play some games and kind of get our opinions and takes on different things. So watch out for that. Please follow me on social media, Say What She. If you want to ask any questions, you can email me at ask_she@yahoo.com. It'll be anonymous. I will never disclose your information. I will never judge you. That is not what I'm about. I am one of the most open-minded people you could probably ever meet. That's just me and my winning personality. Wink, wink. So yes, follow me on all the social media. Give me a 5-star review on your podcast apps, please. Yeah, so have a great rest of the week. I will talk to you Sunday or Monday, but I do want to end with a quote. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Happy Pride, y'all. Bye, friends.